we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, happy Memorial Day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here on your radio dial or your tuning device. Some of you may be young enough that you don't even know what a radio dial is anymore. You just know, hit the button and it moves forward and backwards. And I'm old, okay? So radio dial is what I grew up with. So we want to thank you. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you are listening to the Refresh Radio program. You might be listening on WWBC 1510 AM or one of the corresponding frequencies, one of which is on the FM dial. That comes on at 10:30 of a morning. On Friday, I had my wife listening. She's at home recuperating. Last week was kind of a busy week in our lives, and so she's home at recuperating, and I was able to give her my cell phone so that she could listen to the radio program from the chair that she was sitting in. So lots of great options to listen to the Word of God here in Brevard County. We want to start off today by saying thank you to all of those families who have had service members who gave their lives so that the freedoms that we enjoy in America could still be ours. And it's not just the service members who serve, but it is their families as well. And so if you know someone that's out there, would you be sure and remember them today? If you see some families whose loved ones served and their brother didn't come home. He served in Vietnam and never came home. And so if you think of those folks, say a prayer for them and thank them for the sacrifices that they made. And let's remember to honor those veterans today. We say thank you. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your sacrifice, and we love you and appreciate you. So I also want to take a moment to say thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. When we bought our home, everything passed inspection and everything, and then a little while later, some things popped up on a national level that they said, you want to make sure that you do not have this particular brand of breaker box in your home. And so being the studious person that I was, I eventually got up the courage to go and look, and sure enough, That was one of the brands that they had mentioned was the brand that was installed in our home. It was very popular when our home was built. The people that we called to have come out were Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. And they came out and did a great job and worked with us, got us past inspection. And I can't tell you the peace of mind that brings, knowing that what is bringing power to the house is not going to be a source of a problem source. It's not going to potentially cause fires. It's not going to malfunction in such a way that all of the safeties that are built in place are going to fail. So when I talk about Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, I'm not just talking about your average run-of-the-mill company that you know, you hear talked about. They're people that I have dealt with. They've done electrical work at our church. They've done electrical work at our home. and they do a great job. They love Jesus, and if you would could benefit of their services, maybe you haven't gone to your breaker panel to see what brand you have out there. And let me tell you, if you have one of those listed brands, at some point in time, the insurance company, if you switch insurance companies, they're probably going to come out and do a home inspection. And if you have that, then they won't approve you until you get that placed. And if your insurance company comes out and says, you know what, you've got to change that. A lot of times they give you something like 30 days to get that done. At least that's the time frame. A family that I know that had an insurance inspection came out. They said, you got 30 days to fix this or we're going to cancel your policy. You know, go online, look up and see the brands that breaker boxes you shouldn't have. If your home was built back in the late 50s, early 60s, there's a really good chance that one of your breaker panels is on there, and you want to get that up to date and get it up to code so that you can sleep well and safe at night. 321-632-9538, and they will be a blessing to you. So last week we were talking about persecution. We're talking about out of Matthew chapter 5, about the Beatitudes. And verse number 10 says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So we started looking at this persecution because there's a blessing there. Jesus says there's a blessing. A lot of times that is the last thing that we would think of when we are going through persecution. And so we looked last week at John chapter 15, that the reason that people persecute the church is because they don't know God. We talked about another reason is there's the flesh versus the spirit war. That's going to be a lifelong war that goes on in your life. And I pray that the spirit wins. We also talked about Galatians chapter 5 on Friday about the cross being offensive. Today I want to take you to Revelation chapter 12. It's where we're going to begin looking. We're going to begin reading at verse number 1, Revelation chapter 12, verse number 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven, behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child, capital C, as soon as it was born. That means that it is a reference to God. So we're talking about Jesus here. She bore a male child, again, capital C, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child, capital C, was caught up to God in his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer, so the great dragon was cast out, and the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because that he knows he has a short time. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, listen to this, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child, capital C, but the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of the mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood with which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So there's something that I want to share with you here, and that is, many times people think that if they are going through difficulties, if they're going through problems, that it is because they're either in an area of disobedience or of their life, or they're out of the will of God. And I want you to know that sometimes the exact opposite of that is true. Sometimes the problems that you are going through, the persecution that you are facing for righteousness' sake, is because you are doing exactly what God called you to do. So the first thing that I want to share with you, and I'm not going to get into all of the theological discussions about this passage and all of that. I just want to talk to you about it from the concept of persecution. And the first thing was that Satan made war against God, and he was defeated. There was a war in heaven, and Michael and the angels of heaven fought with the dragon and won. This happened because the devil wanted to destroy Christ, and he failed. And then he tried to make war against heaven, and he failed. And so whenever he fails at a certain level, he doesn't just throw his hands up and surrender and go off. I mean, this literally is a war. It is a spiritual war. When you read about spiritual warfare in Ephesians chapter 6, it is not it's not hyperbole. It's not a metaphor. It is reality. Spiritual warfare is very, very real. And so he failed to destroy Christ. So God's plan was not going to be thwarted. So he decided that he would try and make war in the heavenlies, and the angels defeated him. And that was another setback for him. And so he sets his sight on the vessel that God had used to bring forth the Christ. Okay. The reason that the woman was persecuted was because the devil had failed other places. The reason the woman was persecuted was because she had been used to bring about God's plan at God's time, and the devil couldn't do anything at all about it. And I don't know about you, but I want to be that type of servant of the Most High God that says, you know what? We may not have the natural things, but we've got the supernatural things that are keeping us on task, keeping us on mission. And if the devil doesn't like it, well, that's just too bad for him. You know, I've met a lot of stubborn people. I meet one every time I look at myself in the mirror. I come from a family of stubborn people. I tell the story about my grandmother, who at 96 and a half, I went to visit her because they said she was not going to be coming out of the hospital. At 96 and a half, the odds are pretty good that they're going to be right. Her body had been failing, and up until that point in time, she had lived at home by herself. And they said, you know, she's not going to make it. And so we flew in, walked into the hospital room with at the same time as my uncle. And my grandmother looked up and said, you know, my family is such a wonderful family that I have decided that I'm not going to die yet. And she didn't die for another 5 years. She lived to be 101 and a half. And it was during some of those times that I saw that there was stubborn that goes back multiple generations. I don't know how many generations go back, but, you know, I was there one time and she was going to buy a birthday present for someone. And they were saying, you know, that's that what you have in mind is a little too expensive, and we don't really want you to do that. And she said, that's fine, but I'm going to do it anyway. And she did. So they're stubborn, and then they're stubborn for the things of God. The Bible condemns being stiff-necked or stubborn against the things of God, but it is a highly commendable quality when you are using that stubbornness to say, you know what, I am not going to let trials or persecutions, I'm not going to let problems derail me from the path that God has for me. I'm going to follow my orders, I'm going to fulfill my task, and God is going to be glorified. And so that's exactly what happened here. The woman was being persecuted because she had been used by God. In fact, I say this, if you and I are not doing something to agitate the forces of hell, then we probably need to go back and look and say, hey, am I doing anything worthy of getting the devil's attention? Is there anything that's going on that causes hell to say, you know what? Jesus is about to break forth through that person's life into that person's neighborhood, and we need to put a stop to that. I want you to know that the devil doesn't go quietly. And so he launched an all-out assault on this woman, and it was at that point in time it said that he spewed out rivers of water out of his mouth to try and drown the woman, to overwhelm her. And all of a sudden, there was something that the scripture said. It says, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. That's in verse number 16. And if you are going through some persecution today because you are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing for the right reason, and you find that hell is quite agitated about it, and so they've launched out an assault against this area of your life and that area of your life, on Mother's Day, I preached, that we're not just going to sit around and watch the body of Christ get assaulted by the enemy, because our God is not that type of abusive God. We approach the throne of grace where we can find help in our time of need. We come boldly before that throne of grace. And I want you to know that if you feel like you're about to be drowned, if you feel like you're about to be overpowered by the forces of the enemy, that God has a way to deliver you that maybe it's never crossed your mind before. I don't know if you ever have seen a sinkhole that opened up to stop a river, but that's what happened here. The earth opened up, and the enemy failed to have access to his target. One more time. He failed once, he failed twice, and now he has failed the third time. Why? Because he was persecuting the woman. It says in verse number 13, it says, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. She had been used by God. And he did everything he could to persecute her. And he discovered and she discovered that she had allies that she didn't know anything at all about. So my wife's had a number of physical issues that she has been dealing with. And this is not the first time that's ever happened. And my son said, you know, I was praying about it. I was thinking about it. And he said, Satan is trying the same tactics on you that he tried before, and he failed then, and he's going to fail now. He only has a few weapons that he is able to utilize. And so I want to encourage you that God has ways of delivering you. Don't give up. Don't surrender. Don't quit. Don't quit just because hell is persecuting you. Jesus said, you're blessed when that happens. And all of a sudden there was miraculous intervention that was taking place. But being a stubborn, stiff-necked devil against the plan of God, I want you to understand that he did not just give up, but it said when the woman was delivered, that in verse number 17, the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Christ. And so the devil just moved on to another target. He couldn't defeat Christ. He couldn't defeat the kingdom of God. He couldn't defeat the woman. And so he moves on to persecute, to attack those, the rest of the woman's offspring. And it specifically identifies the offspring, those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Christ. I tell people that there are two dangerous prayers to pray. I believe that they are prayers that are worth praying. I believe that they are worth praying constantly. Okay? The first of those is, God, give me patience. Now, most of the time, what we think of when we say that is, God, would you work in my life so that everything is going according to plan on the right timetable, and there is nothing that is going to come up that is going to cause me to be impatient. That's what we tend to think we mean when we pray that prayer. But in actuality, when we pray, God, give me patience, God understands that for us to be asking for the fruit of the Spirit, and the only way that you know that you have patience is when you are put into a situation where you would have ordinarily blown your stack, where you would no longer be another understanding of that word is persevering endurance. Okay? And so you would be put into a position that you would have ordinarily quit, and you don't quit. You don't give up. You say, we are going to see a different result this time. I'm not going to be impatient. I'm going to manifest the fruit of the Spirit, and God's going to be glorified in this situation. The only way that you know that you've had that prayer answered is when you're put into an exact situation where you failed before and this time you succeed. The second prayer that's a very dangerous prayer is this: Lord, make me holy. And it's a very godly prayer. The scripture says, be holy even as I am holy, saith the Lord. There are too many people who are willing to accept the skin of your teeth mindset, and God wants to cause us to be sanctified for his holy purpose. That's what that word holy means. It means set apart for God. It is something that is reflective of God's nature. It's more of God and less of us. It is a nature that keeps the commandment of God. It is a prayer that when you pray it, you say, God's going to get a testimony. Jesus is going to get a testimony out of this. The reason that I say that prayer is a very dangerous prayer is because that is the last thing on earth that the devil wants to see in the church of Jesus Christ. The last thing that he wants to see is a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That word nation means a holy group of people. But you know what this world is longing to see? The world is longing to see the church that is made holy by God, declared to be holy by God, living in holiness. And so whenever you and I say, you know what, in this coming year, I had a birthday here a few weeks ago. And whenever you come to that place and you say, this year I'm going to be more obedient than I've ever been. I'm going to pray that I become more like God than I've ever become, that his nature becomes my nature, and that the war between the spirit and the flesh comes up victorious for the spiritual side of things. When you and I have that, you can rest assured that he is going to launch an assault upon you, that there's persecution that's coming your way. But be of good cheer. He's got a track record. He's got a track record of failure. One of the things they taught me when I was in retail a long time ago was you look at people's history to see what their future is going to be. And I'm thankful that a bad past can be transformed by the grace of God, who sets us on a different path and sets us up to succeed. But without Christ, past failure is just indicative of future failure as well. So how do we overcome? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and we do not love our own lives even to the death. And so I want to encourage you today, if you are on the right path, you can expect opposition. In fact, 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But I want to remind you one last time that the devil has a tremendously bad track record when it comes to successfully persecuting and derailing the plans of God in your life. I want to wish you a happy Memorial Day. I'm so thankful that my son is alive. He served. He got up close and personal and was in a very life-threatening situation. We didn't realize it. We didn't know it until he returned from his deployment, but he could have very easily passed away while he was serving. And if you've got family members out there and who did not come home, I want you to know we're praying for you today. The reason I mentioned my son is I just wanted to give a shout out to him today. He got promoted. He started his new position just on Saturday. And I just wanted to give him a shout out, let him know that I'm proud of him. Congratulations, son. I love you. And happy Memorial Day to all you out there who served. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you.